We like to think that if we promise to do something in life, we'll do it. Hey, I will pick up the kids after school. You want to keep that promise. Hey, I will get the milk on the way home. You want to keep that promise. I will pay my rent in full and on time. Landlords want to hear that. They want to see people follow through. Well, there's a petition that's being circulated that indicates, yeah, that's maybe not the case. And it's exposing something that we don't like to think about, but we know is out there. Bad tenants. Bad tenants. We know that it's difficult for renters right now because things are really expensive. But renters are still trying to make rent. However, there are renters that aren't trying to make rent. Or maybe aren't really taking care of a rental unit that they're in. Or, well, some of them are going a step further. And we'll get to that in just a little bit. My name is Mike Stubbs. This is London Live. I want to take you back to something that was talked about today, something that is happening in BC that maybe would help Ontario. Verence Ruskanda is a small ownership landlord, and he actually represents small ownership landlords of Ontario. And here is what he said happens in British Columbia versus what happens in Ontario when someone won't pay rent.
In BC, and with the automatic evictions that they want to bring to Ontario, is you can be evicted from your property after 1 month without a hearing date. Now, to me, that just makes sense, because in the majority of L1 cases that I see, when we get to the hearing, all we're really doing is talking about why the tenant didn't pay rent. There aren't any legal arguments being made, and therefore there's no reasonable prospect for the tenant to avoid that eviction. Why did we just sit around and wait 1 year for a hearing that we knew would go in the landlord's favor? So when you know that the case is going to rule in the landlord's favor, there's absolutely no need to waste provincial resources and time for a hearing. It's great that they want to bring in automatic evictions. And I think it's not a surprise to me that there's so many Ontario landlords that are on board with this.
Okay. Apparently how it works in BC is if a tenant hasn't paid their rent, I read that a landlord can serve them with a 10-day notice to end the tenancy. And then they have 5 days to either pay rent or apply to the province's residential tenancy branch to dispute the notice. There's still an ability to dispute it. What's the backlog like in BC, or is there none?
The backlog is not as long as it is here. There still is an opportunity to dispute it, but the tenant needs to provide proof of payment. So you need to provide some evidence that shows that the landlord is lying, that the landlord's application is not true. And in that case, yeah, we can schedule a hearing. But in Ontario, the tenants don't need to do that. You still can wait for 1 year without paying rent and schedule a hearing, even if there's no reasonable prospect of you winning that hearing.
Interesting. So Ontario, again, bogged down with a lot of this. Verence Ruskanda is with Small Ownership Landlords of Ontario. That's Verence. Earlier today on the Kelly Cotrera Show, we had an opportunity to sit down with someone who has started a petition in Ontario. And you heard Verence allude to it a little bit. The idea that there are landlords who are on board with automatic evictions if you do not pay rent. Automatic evictions. Now, of course, there is a little leeway. This is not, okay, your rent was due an hour ago, where is it? You're out. But we've got people who are going months, a year, without paying rent. Chris Seep started the petition. We sat down with Chris today. Chris is the CEO of Aztec Realty. Here is Chris on what the petition that is being circulated right now is trying to illustrate.
The petition is targeted at the 37,000 or so tenants who have not paid the rent in the past year. The landlords are looking for a more expeditious route than the one that they're facing right now. Typically, they're waiting upwards of a year to get a resolution. During that time, the tenants are not paying the rent. And, of course, the landlords are still paying the mortgage, insurance, property taxes, and all the other things that the government demands of them. So it's really an issue of small to medium landlords being decimated by by cash flow, or the lack of cash flow.
Or lack of cash flow. And you're saying there are people who, like the 37,000, that number, that's people who haven't paid rent, not just in a month or 2 months, or, you know, maybe they've run into some tough times. That's in a year?
That those 37,000 are the number of people that the number of landlords who have applied for an eviction for non-payment of rent. That's only the ones that have bothered, if you will, to go to the LTB. That doesn't include all the people who don't go or have thrown up their hands or just walk away. I haven't been to the LTB in 2 years. I just tried to negotiate something. And it doesn't include all the people that are demanding fees for keys, for example. That's a whole separate issue. And it doesn't include all the people that damaged properties and didn't pay for the properties that they damaged when they vacated them.
Chris, help us out. Fees for keys. Sounds catchy. What is that?
So what's happened is that the delay has created a situation where tenants know that they're going to be able to stay, and they know that the landlords know that the tenants are going to be able to stay for a year without paying rent. And when they do get evicted, all that will happen is that they'll leave and never be accountable for the money that they owe. There's no recourse. There's no practical recourse. So what the tenants are doing is saying, look, you know that I know that I'm not leaving and I don't have to pay you anything and you'll never collect. So if you pay me something now, I'll move out. So we pay a fee and the average price is between $20,000 and $25,000. There have been claims. You go on the internet and you'll see landlords who have been told to pay $100,000 or more to get out. And that's not just for rental properties. That's also for any house that you want to sell that has a tenant in it. You want the tenant to be out so that the next person who moves in will vacate. Tenant says, I'm not moving. And it either holds up or destroys the transaction.
A lot of us have our mouths wide open right now. You're talking, okay, give us a scenario here. You're talking somebody has been in a property, they might not be paying rent, and then in order to leave, they're not demanding that somebody gives them $1,000. You've heard $25,000? Somebody would say, okay, if you don't give this, isn't there a squatter's rule that we can bring in here that helps to evict people?
Tenants aren't squatters, according to the Landlord and Tenant Board. I mean, when does the legal definition of a squatter kick in? Squatter technically are people that were never supposed to be there in the first place, but tenants have a contract. And the issue with the petition is that as far as we're concerned, the tenant signed a contract written by the government, by the way. This isn't something that we wrote ourselves, right? There's a standard tenancy agreement. And the law of the land, which is supposed to step up and defend the rights of the property owner to recover that property, are not being applied at the LTB. And all we're saying is if a tenant has not paid the rent, then the LTB should automatically evict that tenant after 30 or 45 days, subject to a process to make sure that the landlords aren't abusing the system.
Wow. We're talking with Christopher Sieb, who is the CEO of Aztec Realty. So obviously this is a part of renting that somebody would say, okay, well, there's a risk to it. Yeah, sure there is. But at the same time, you should have this agreement. If you have this agreement and somebody said, I will pay this much money for this many months of tenancy, then that should be it. But the only recourse becomes the Landlord-Tenant Board then.
That's the only recourse for the eviction or to even collect the money. And then when you want to collect that money, the LTB says, well, we don't have any vehicle for doing that. You have to convert your claim once we give the order. An LTB order then gets converted into a claim at small claims court. So after you finish with the LTB waiting a year, you have to go to small claims court to be able to collect that money. But you have to be able to serve the tenant. And if you don't know where they live or where they work, you can't serve them. And again, you're looking at months, who knows how long. I don't know what the delay period is in the small claims court, but it's going to be a few months anyway.
Chris Sieb, CEO from Aztec Realty, joining us. So there's the issue.
Imagine that. I mean, people are, and this is dealing, as Chris has outlined, with a small percentage of tenants, but it's still enough. And Chris will get into what the enough is, because when we return, we're going to talk with Chris about how BC's method would work here and maybe could even make the rental market a little bit more appealing. We are talking right now about renters and landlords, and we're talking about tenants that will not pay. Just do not pay. And then we heard not too long ago in our conversation with Chris Seep, Chris was talking about some tenants who know, yeah, in order to get me out, fees for keys. I'll give you the keys. I want 25 grand. This is a thing that will happen. This is terrible. But there is a way that BC has gotten away from having this happen because they have automatic evictions. Now, again, this is not you're an hour late, you get evicted. But BC does have a slightly different twist to tenants not paying rent. Here is Chris Seep from Aztec Realty on what it is and whether he thinks that it could work here.
Yes. And in fact, I brought that up and said that this legislation is not new and it's not radical. It's not even, attacking tenants. British Columbia has very much the same political philosophy, the same socialist leanings, if you will, that Ontario has, with the exception of this particular piece of legislation related to landlord and tenancy relationships. First of all, they have damage deposits, which Ontario, got rid of many years ago. And secondly, they have a process that says if a tenant hasn't paid the rent, then the landlord provides a 10-day notification to the tenant that they're applying for eviction. The tenant then has 10 days to respond and prove that they did pay the rent. If there's no contest, then it goes into an ex parte hearing with an adjudicator. And what that means, it's a one-sided decision. So the adjudicator would look at the evidence and say, okay, the landlord claims this and the tenant didn't respond, so it's unchallenged or uncontested, and here's the eviction order. The problem with that is that you're still dealing with an adjudicator who may be looking for reasons why a person shouldn't be evicted, extenuating circumstances, if you will, and I believe that that's still improper. Yes, there should be consideration for extenuating circumstances, but it's not a matter of interpreting whether they broke the law. In my opinion, under contract law, as administered by common law, they are guilty of essentially theft. And let me give you a parallel. So a hungry person walks into a grocery store. We all know that we have an obligation when we walk into the grocery store that we must pay for that food when we leave. If we don't pay for that food, then that person is going to be arrested for theft. Now, when they go to the court will look at the extenuating circumstances and say, all right, this person was hungry, they were desperate, and it's not the same as a deliberate attempt to defraud the grocery store and resell the food to somebody else. So there are different levels of punishment, if you will, or recourse and compensation. But the law still says that we have to prosecute that person who left the store without paying. And the LTB is not doing that. They're not prosecuting the people who have left without paying. And I feel that an automatic eviction that's uncontested would release probably upwards of 40% of all the applications that are out there, because that's approximately what there are about 64,000 applications and 37,000 of them were for non-payment of rent. So you would instantly remove almost 41% of all the applications that are out there by simply saying you didn't pay the rent. There's no contest that you didn't pay the rent. The law says that you have to leave, and that's what we're asking for.
Christopher Seep joining us, CEO of Aztec Realty. So as a last note, where will this petition ultimately go?
Well, it's already gone to the Attorney General, to all 124 MPPs. None of them responded. Three of them actually unsubscribed from my mailing list when they received it. It went to the office of the Premier, went to the Premier's personal email for his riding. It's gone to the PC Party of Ontario, where I said, fix this problem, and I'll let everybody know that you fix the problem, and maybe, you know, there'll be some donations coming or whatever. I hope that doesn't sound like a bribe, but, you know, that's the way these parties work. Well, those are the top of mind. Those are the places that they went. But I wanted to mention one more thing, if I could.
Sure.
And that is that we're not talking about all the tenants here. We're talking about a small minority of tenants. And not all the tenants who don't pay the rent are professional tenants or looking to scam the system. But there's a huge increase. So there's, you know, I would expect that that would be, that there'd be more tenants who think that they can get away with not paying rent. What I wanted to point out, and which I think is really important, is that the tenants who do pay the rent are suffering because of this, because landlords are now being much more particular in their qualification process, and they're taking much longer to make those decisions. And Ontario is the only province in Canada that had a net loss of rental housing. We built 94,000 units last year, and we still lost 6,548 rental units. And the reason for that is that all the small landlords, not the big guys, all the small landlords are really concerned about the fact that they may get a tenant who doesn't pay the rent or that damages their property, and they simply don't want to do it. So they're pulling those off the market. Conversely, if we did have automatic evictions, and I knew as a landlord that I could have that person out of the property in 30 to 60 days, I wouldn't do any qualification, number one. And I would be willing to bet, pick a number, dinner at the Keg for four. But I'd be willing to bet that the that all these small to medium-sized landlords would come back into the market, and you would see a massive increase in second suites in particular, which are the most affordable units that you can get. Second suites are, you know, basement units, attics, coach houses, converted garages, that type of thing. And they would flood back in. You know, it's the business case makes sense that I want them to pay rent so I can offset the cost of my mortgage. They get a place to stay. And if it is a second suite, it's going to be much cheaper than any new build, because new builds are hugely expensive to construct.
Well, we'll see what comes of this. It's exasperating, I'm sure, to hear that nobody has responded from a political perspective. But the more that this gets out there, maybe the pressure does get there for at least somebody to look at it. Chris, thank you so much for running this down for us. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you for the invitation, Mike.
That is Chris Seat, CEO of Aztec Realty, on bad faith tenants and what BC does in allowing for what they call automatic evictions, but giving a little bit more power to landlords for people who just do not pay their rent. We'll see whether any MPPs pick this up. We'll see whether anybody's interested in this.